At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I think plus minus kind of tell you a lot.
Murray steps back. Bang! 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 Exclamation point!
The plus minus statistic.
It's a stat that tells the truth.
Are you a believer in that statistic?
You tell me. I know it's good to be a plus.
It's Warriors plus minus. Plus minus, plus minus.
This is an important day. Warriors plus minus history here. We come here to commemorate our homies. Anthony Slater, Tim Kawakami. Are we doing this for real?
You need to watch this on the video, everybody. I don't even know if it's going out of the video, but you do need to watch this on the video. It's just for the MT performance here. It is it's something else. You doing the Mark Jackson game?
Somebody's getting whacked.
Somebody getting whacked. Wow.
This was an all-black moment. We had to
a funeral.
Yep, absolutely.
I didn't know if those sunglasses were filter sunglasses when you came in.
No, these are the real thing, man.
Yeah.
I've never seen you wearing sunglasses before, MT. Well, it's also to hide your tears, right? It's to hold back the emotions that are flowing through you. Did you hear the last show, Slater? Like, MT was, like, getting choked up talking about this. It's hit him hard.
Hey, I get it. Like I said, I sent him the you seen the Fast and the Furious, Paul Walker and Vin Diesel,
yeah.
Where they split ways on the highway after they kind of pull up to the stoplight. That's what it felt like.
You didn't send me that one, Slater. You just sent it to MT. Well, that was the Athletic, right? That was an Athletic thing. So,
yeah.
You see Fast and the Furious.
Tim broke up. The score.
Yeah, Tim did this already. Yeah.
I did. Well, first, let's just say this is Anthony Slater's goodbye episode on Warriors Plus Minus after years and years. MT and I welcomed him into the Warriors Plus Minus family. What was this, like 18, 19, somewhere in there? It was, or was it pandemic? I think it might have been pandemic. 2020, well, I forget now. It's a blur.
Yeah, well, I would almost – so we had all 82 and
– That's right, right.
Plus minus separately, and then we just at some point decided to fuse them together. I don't remember exactly.
Made sense. Made some sense to do that, by the way. I don't know why we were doing two different ones, but Anthony Slater is at ESPN, or is going to ESPN, and he is leaving he's leaving the Athletic, but most importantly, he's leaving Warriors Plus Minus with all good love, all appreciation. It's been many good years, Slater, but we're going to miss you. Going to miss you. I know Marcus is going to miss you.
Hey, so have you gone? Have you been to Bristol? You've done the whole ESPN thing?
I have not been to Bristol, no.
You got to get in. You got to, you know, everybody who goes, they got to go there and stand in front of that old sign and take the photo.
And put it on Instagram?
Yeah, you got to do that. You got to do that.
All right, maybe first East Coast trip of the year.
Take AJ with you. Do you care to talk about like how this was for you, and you know, You've been agonizing over the decision for a long time.
Manny, I've had Warriors officials asking me, so is Slater going to go to ESPN? I'm like, I don't know. It's kind of up to him. I mean, it's been an issue. People have heard about it. It's a big deal.
So let's hear it from your lips.
Hear it from Slater.
Man, I feel like Kevon Looney. You know, you brought him on and grilled him, and you got him aggregated, cooking Steve Kerr. Yeah, I mean, I have been agonizing over it for since mid season, I'd say early mid season. But you know, I just came to the decision it was the best move career wise, and made it right around what during the finals. I think I made the decision.
So you're still doing the Warriors. You're going to mostly do the
Warriors. I'll be heavy Warriors.
Yeah,
I'm still going to be located around the Warriors a ton.
And, maybe some King stories.
Some Thunder. You got to get on
Thunder.
Thunder. Yeah. You know, I mean, NBA reporter, you kind of go where the energy is. I mean, and there's going to be a lot of energy on the end of the Steph Curry era, however many years that is. So there's no reason to venture too far away from that, as you guys can completely understand. So, yeah, I'll be around the Warriors plenty, a ton.
Remember when Budge Racy set up dinner with me, you, and Courtney Cronin?
Like when you first
was coming to the ring.
Was that in San Jose?
16? Yeah.
I wasn't there at this thing. Was that the young gathering? Yeah, it was a recruitment talent dinner.
It wasn't there because it was like, I don't do recruiting.
Yeah, TK was like, I'm not recruiting anybody.
I was basically gone from the Murphy news.
Except like, I'm not recruiting anybody. What was your imagination at that point? Is this all crazy to you to think? Did you know you'd end up here eventually, or is this kind of a wild? We've gone through a dynasty since then. And
like, yeah, no, because I would remember the summer of 16, Durant obviously goes to the Warriors, and I was thinking the Thunder was going to hit like really fast forward on the rebuild then. And I remember there was like a Washington Wizards job open at the Washington Post, and I wanted to move to the East Coast. And that was my idea to go there. But Durant going to the Warriors and immediately Bud Geraci contacting me saying that he wanted me to cover it was so appealing, because I remember thinking at the time, I did not want to go home. I did not want to go back to California at the time. But it was like, it felt very 96 Bulls to me. I'm like, are you going to go cover the Washington Wizards instead of the 96 Bulls? And
that was a wild decision.
I'm not the type of person that like has 10-year plans and 5-year plans and vision boards and all that. But I'm not going to say I envisioned exactly where everything was going, but it was definitely like, I should probably go be around that team. That will probably help my career. I thought you're meaning
Geraci, Thompson, Kawakami is the Bulls.
I'm not going to say that was on my Durant, Curry, Draymond vision board that I was talking about, but it turned out to be. We knew right away.
I've said this before, and it's gotten me thinking like this, because I was interviewed about this when the news broke that, you know, the Mercury News group that turned into the Athletic Bay Area group. It was like, you, me, and Marcus – I'm going to say it. And it's going to be arrogant. It's like about the best basketball coverage that there's been on a local team. And we knew it at the time. That's what Marcus and I were going. Like, that's when the Athletic was talking to us. Like, we can just take this. Can we just take this and start something with this? And it was, you know, like people would read about this team at a very high level with the three of us. And then we had Danny LaRue. We had Ethan Strauss joining us at the Athletic. And it's like, this is how you do it. And I think us three, this group right here, at least for me, and I'm pretty sure for MT, was the beginning of it. And I do feel a little nostalgic about it.
I don't know. I feel like all y'all left me. So
you're the one.
I'm going to have this moment, but I'm about to go to therapy or something, because clearly it's me, Slater.
It's you.
Clearly it's me. Everybody else finds other jobs.
You're good for a short time. You're not good for a long time.
Hey, that's me.
Either that you could also say you're just like the Steph Curry of the situation. You're the one, lingering around while pieces continue to kind of fade away.
You're trying to piece together the dynasty.
Still trying to get another championship. What's your always me and Ethan, we always point to that 2018 and the M Club Lounge. What was the peak of your Warriors area?
Like Warriors coverage era or Warriors, yeah, Warriors plus minus podcast era?
Yeah, all of it.
Both.
All 82 is in this. The stock exchange is in this.
Contem somehow was in this. Remind me, but I'm going to ask about that one too.
I would say, covering that first Durant season, and now looking back on that team, right? They consider that like their greatest team of the era, and covering it from kind of the Durant side of it, where the Warriors were very new to me. Their environment was very new to me. And I felt like I was coming into it with the same lens Durant was. And that was as like joyful a season as he had had. And then I remember covering him winning the championship, and I just tracked him in the celebration aftermath. It was the one title they celebrated in Oracle. And he had, remember, he had sprained his MCL. Zaza fell on him in Washington, D.C. They thought his season was over that night, but it ended up just being a bad spread. But anyway, he had sworn off alcohol to help the recovery and get back for the playoffs. So he hadn't had a drink since whatever it was, mid-January, February, to the moment they won the title, that first Durant title. And he had, in the celebration, had a few swigs of champagne, and he was like kind of drunk off three swigs, four swigs, whatever, burping and stuff. But he was just, it was such this fresh, it was the moment, because I think sometimes now we a lot of people, especially in like the more cynical sides of the internet, look back on that as like the mercenary, was it even like, yeah, it was two titles, whatever, however you want to frame it. But like that moment was like him kind of reaching that professional pinnacle that he had always wanted. And that celebration, which ended, by the way, people remember him walking out into the Oracle parking lot and like celebrating with the fans. And I was behind him with the video, because I was just...
Did he drive out and then get out the car? Or
he was in a Tesla, and it was like very early Tesla days where I was like, wow, oh my gosh, there's a Tesla. So his driver, by the way, he didn't drive. I should mention that, because I just said he was drunk. He was in the passenger seat. But yeah, I kind of, like I said, tracked him the whole way. And yes, he got out of the car, and like he was mobbed by the whole Warriors fan base that had waited out in the Oracle parking lot. And that, like, to me, I just remember that being like the, probably the high moment, certainly, of that Durant era, because by the time next training camp had started, it was like the burner account, snafu had happened like a week before camp. But anyways, to answer your question, I just remember that season and that celebration.
Tell me how the Bontemps thing happened. It just kind of started appearing.
You're talking about the stock report?
Yeah, like it was all of a sudden these things were showing up like post-game. He was at the Washington Post, right? He was out here. This is when he was
parked. Yeah, they moved him out here.
That's the beginning of the end. That's where he started doing TV.
There you go. Slater's got a taste of it.
Well,
the Bontemps life started.
Yeah, especially at that point, I was like very much interested in like upping the multimedia aspect of what I did.
Is that before we had that TV show at the Merc? Was that after? Or whatever. Remember we used to do videos in the Merc after the game?
Oh, I get that's right. That's just for the playoffs, right? Just for the playoffs.
And this then was there was Slater's a show.
Yeah, Courtney hosted a little bit, if I remember correctly. And by the way, the producer of that is now the boss. Running the Mercury News. But let Slater tell a story. The stock report was something.
No,
it wasn't.
Yeah.
I was curious. You
know how Strauss tries to blame me for what,
the video? I
started taking videos of scrums.
I thought he was crediting you.
Blame, credit, however you want to describe it.
Infamy.
So, especially at that time, I was definitely trying to find different ways to, like, multimedia, particularly Twitter, because it was exploding at the time. And I sat next to Bontemps a lot during those Oracle games. And, you would be shocked to hear he had, like, takes on how the season was going, like JaVale McGee's performance on any given night.
Not Bontemps.
They got to sit this guy. What do they know with this guy?
So we started to – I just with my phone post-game, like right when the game would end, you have, like, a little 10 to 15-minute buffer before the coach starts where – if you're just letting the fans filter out, it was like a free little 5 minutes where we would be sitting next to each other. Game would end. I would just put up my phone, like selfie mode, 2 minute video. You could only go like, I think it was 220 on Twitter. So we knew that we had to, like, you know, be quick with it. And for some reason, I don't remember exactly how we thought of it, stock up, stock down. But yeah, we put out the stock report, and it was, it's weird to say, but yeah, like it kind of did catch on. We'd have like, you know, Warriors people, league people, like tell us they were watching. And I just, it was such at the early age of like the idea that you could do like a video type thing and put it on like, you know, social media.
You know, I'm realizing how this all started when we just merged them. You would have us on all 82, right? That's what it is.
Yeah.
Marcus mm-hmm. and I would appear on all 82. Like, what the hell are we doing with two different podcasts? We're appearing on this thing anyway. Might as well just merge the idea of it. And I give you credit for that because it gave more kind of like game feeling to Plus Minus, right? The locker room. And I think MT and I felt that. Like, this was good. Like, and I always say this, like, what I love about Warriors Plus Minus, and which in fact I'm trying to do with 49ers Plus Minus with Barros, it's like we're in the locker room, you know, or you're in the locker room on the road. What does it feel like? What are the players really looking like? What is their facial expression? What's Steve Kerr? Is he happy? Is he angry? And I think you brought that really intensely to this show, which was a little different. MT and I were doing just fine, but that part of it I think was really important. And did you feel that? Did you feel like that's what you were bringing to this?
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I just I'm about to kill my current self, but my work ethic at the time was like really high. There's a reason we titled it All 82. I like was basically putting pressure on myself to actually do 82. And I would love to go back to that first, second season. I think I might have done 82.
It was close. No, it was close. Like back close. To some of those back to backs.
I would do like road beat writers, paper, you know, newspaper, right? Like I would just find somebody at the time. But I didn't necessarily think of it the way that you framed it. But yeah, I mean, like that was definitely what I was trying to bring to the coverage. I coming over to cover that team, and you know, we just mentioned Bontemps being there, and there were so many different national writers, y'all, local writers, bigger market, stars everywhere. Stars I didn't know, right? I knew KD, but I didn't know the other stars at the time. I just felt a high level of pressure to just produce, make some type of imprint. And I think part of that was just like flooding the zone with content, and that included like a podcast every game. And I guess it materialized into that.
The greatest thing ever we ever produce, you know, I guess outside of Words Plus Minus, is Centers of Attention. That used to be. That was elite early video.
You only said because I reminded you of it last show.
Yeah, like that was top shelf right there.
That video or was that audio? I'm trying to remember now.
It was
video because I remember Marcus made a graphic where like all six centers slowly popped up, and it was basically like, who did Steve Kerr go with tonight? Like, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. It's funny because you had a good interview with Kevon Looney a couple episodes ago. I was laughing with Kevon Looney this year because, you know, as Marcus knows, we have conversations with him about the idea of playing under Steve Kerr and like, you know, being pulled in and out of the rotation. And he always likes to reference like, hey, I'm not the first one to deal with it. He loves to mention that when Steve Kerr went, remember Damian Jones tore his pec in like November,
yeah,
missed the entire season. Was like, they ruled him out. They were like, he's out for the year. But by the time they had gotten to the West Finals, and that was the year KD didn't play in the West Finals because it was the calf injuries the last Durant year. Damian Jones hadn't played in like 6 months, had never really even established himself as a player. But then Steve Kerr started him in like game three in Portland after not playing for 6 months.
I remember that, yeah.
Kevon used to always love to reference that. Like, you literally have no idea where he's ever going to go. He would just start Damian Jones after 6 months of rehab in game three of the West Finals. But that is to your point about centers of attention. That was when they had – it was Jordan Bell, Zaza, JaVale, Draymond, David West. Sweet. I mean
– No, that was later. Cousins was later. Like, this is James Michael McAdoo is the one I always
remember. Yeah. What they call him, the Speed Five? It was like, they got the Speed Five. They got the
– I remember Wiley once when five. Kerr the was
Power
mad.
Five. The Kerr vertical was, threat.
Kerr was mad at me once, and I asked – like, there was a silence – these – pre-game playoff pressers, everybody's there and nobody's asking questions. So I just like the first question, like, because I think McAdoo had finished off the last game. I was like, what are you like? Is there something in McAdoo that you think is special or something that he does, you know, differently? He goes, jeez, I didn't think the first question I'd get would be on James Michael McAdoo. It's like hilarious. Just a moment in time in the playoffs. But centers of attention, another adventure of you guys that I did not participate in. I stayed
out. You weren't ready, CK. We were grooming you.
I was just thinking though, like, yeah, Slater now with Cronin, we have a migration to ESPN, a little Mercury News /
Oh, y'all gonna be on a show together one time.
Recruit you two next.
Yeah, there we go. I've said from the beginning, like, when we started The Athletic, at least we moved over to The Athletic Bay Area, that I thought Marcus was gonna be the one who stayed the longest. I just felt that. I just felt it was the right thing. I thought even at the beginning with Slater, like, I had Alex Mather tell me, Slater could leave. He could leave. He's a flight risk because you were so good. But I said, I think Slater's going to stay for a while, but, you know, he could go eventually. And I knew I was going to go. I just knew I was going to go eventually. I probably stayed longer than I did. I thought Marcus was the one who was going to be the tentpole. And you are, Marcus. You're the foundational figure. We're just flitting around you. You're the one who's like put your foot in the ground.
And I just don't have options. That's all.
You got options.
I just don't have options. What did you make of the 15-50 year? is that low point in our Warriors coverage?
No, that was I remember somebody calling it like a vacation season. it was a reset. I mean, that was such a like, what was it, five straight finals? So five straight Junes. I'm just telling people this, certainly Thunder people, this in the finals, which, you know, the draft was 2 days after game seven. It's like, man, just transaction season rolls up on you, then you really feel it come October, you know, of the next season. It's you just get so drained from that. And it was five straight final seasons, including that final, like, you know, Greek tragedy of a finals against the Raptors. That 15-50 felt like a necessary step back for everybody involved, including that is probably when I went from, maybe I had gone from 82 to like 70 at that point. And then by the 15-50 season, that's 65 games. I mean, that might have been like the all 27. Like,
we're not doing all. Yeah, we're not.
Well, then it just stopped.
You don't want to do the Glenn Robinson the third era. He wasn't going hard for Mobley.
I thought Glenn Robinson had a long future with the Warriors.
Omari Spellman was your guy. That's what I remember. You were not going to ride that one.
He had some moments.
I can shoot.
Yeah. So, you know, that was, I think, in, you know, it led to the Wiseman stuff, which, you know, we don't need to get too deep into, but that led into the pandemic, which I will say is when I do think we really fused the podcast together. And you guys remember doing, Ethan was still with us at the time. We would do, and I'm talking like early pandemic, like we're locked in our houses. If you're going to the grocery store, it's like, you know, standing in line type stuff. We would rewatch old Warriors games and like break them down for an hour. And I remember that was when the Bulls documentary was on, and we were doing like episode recaps and how it relates to the Warriors dynasty. But it was like good content at the time, especially at a time when the content well was so dry because of what was happening sports wise, which it was nothing. That was when I don't know, like I feel like it took we even evolved the podcast more.
Yeah, I think that's when we knew we could just keep doing this. I mean, maybe even before that, but I do think about that. We did OKC game six, of course. I think we did. What did we do? I mean, a couple. I think game seven, Houston, a few others, but. Like, this is stuff I'm kind of curious. I might go back and try to listen to those. Like, how were those? Because, you know, it's like the whole Bill Simmons rewatchables thing. Like, you can just keep listening to those. Like, those are timeless. And there's something to be said about that. If the content is good, if the game itself leads to it, like you could do it with 49ers games. You could do it with Giants games. That we just kind of pulled that out was not terrible. Of course, I had to like, how do I look up this game? I think I had to ask Slater, like, how do I get back to these games? Could go play by play. And you showed me some account where I could go back and look at the games. But I just think if the conversation is good enough and the team's interesting enough, you can keep doing that stuff. And that's what, you know, where the show kind of went. You know, it kind of began empty. I'm trying to remember the early years, the pre-Slater years. It was me and you, and it was like, we had Curry once.
We had Durant on.
Yeah, we had Andre.
That's what we set up at Warriors practice.
That was incredible. We just get him right there at the table. That table was awesome.
Isn't it crazy how much coverage has changed just in this time, like access and all that? It's just so different now.
Yeah. Like, well, it's different. It's also different because Oracle, I mean, the Marriott was set up for media. It was incredible. And obviously Chase Center is not set up for media.
I think even if like they hadn't completely moved venues, they would have kind of begin to minimize some of that, because that is just like the league trend of just kind of getting reporters away as much as possible in those type of settings. That's just my opinion.
But. Yeah, I think I agree with a lot of that. Just the setup was such that, and they might have limited the number of people there is what they would have done, which they've kind of already done. But just like it was such a social setup, it would be really hard to try to limit that unless they just kept us out of there almost entirely.
Well, my thought of what they would have done, and I don't know why we're like, we probably don't even need to get into this, but remember that like left side, like training room area where they would just kind of, that's where I believe you guys are saying you put the table over there sometimes if you're doing a podcast. My assumption is they would have shut that down, because I remember getting there from covering the Thunder and I was like, I cannot believe they
that's how it was allowing for that. That used to be our waiting area.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They would come out and we'd just be right there waiting for them. Then they
I was like, my, you know, jaw dropped when I saw the type of like freedom of access, you know, to walk over.
Yeah, that had to be a culture shock coming from the Thunder.
Yeah, I mean, it's different, Chase. There's no question. It probably would have changed, but those days, the early days of Plus Minus, and I'd say TK Show too, because I was doing interviews there. We would just be at that table and guys would be walking past, and sometimes we could grab them for a slight conversation at that table. It was unique. And that's not coming back. That's not coming back.
Nah, that's done, buddy. That's a wrap. You I would say it about, maybe probably after the pandemic, you definitely like grew into your own as a reporter, you know, become this guy that ESPN would want to steal you away from. But like, when did you feel like it was growing for you? You were such a new kid, you know what I'm saying, when you got here. Then now, yeah, look at you.
I don't know. I mean, I'm such a day-to-day worker in my that I don't think about the big picture that much. I'm sure I would probably say, like, you know, after seasons, maybe reassessing. Like, I will say, I tell young reporters a lot. I mean, you guys, I know, both deal with this. We have a lot of young reporters who come into our industry and, you know, they see maybe some of the stuff we're doing, some of the stuff other veteran reporters are doing and getting, and some of the sourcing they have, and they just like want it now. And I'm like, look, you're going to just like, it comes. Oh, it's just accumulates over this Wednesday when you talk to somebody, that month when you had to have interactions with somebody from a sourcing perspective. But also, you just get better at the job very incrementally, like day to day, month to month, year to year. And it's like, you're just going to be better in year two than you are year one. You're going to be better in three than two. Like, I tried to tell them that. And it's like, you just cannot fast forward that process. So I don't have some like aha, you know, moment or something to tell you. I would just say, like, I just always felt better the next season, and more comfortable and knowing more people across the league and all that, which I think that's just natural, right? That's just how the job, that's how almost any job would work, I would say.
I mean, that's all fine and dandy, but there's a lot of people been doing this for a while, still not very good. So
I'm gonna let you go on that.
Name some names there, MT. Wow.
I'm just saying, time invested doesn't always produce the same harvest. That's all.
Wow. And here's who they are. Let's start off with number one.
I will say, how about this? Because I do not want to just sit here and talk about, you know, awesomeness. The 2022 season, from our podcast perspective, the numbers on that season, y'all, that's, remember that playoff run and that kind of regeneration of them as a contending team, the 18-2 start, but obviously even the playoff run, which surprised a lot of people. That might have been the peak of the podcast. Certainly, you know, if you look at the metrics, including that Boston series where I think the game six numbers went ballistic. You remember even doing the podcast like deep late night in the garden? Like,
yeah, that's crazy. My favorite podcast, and I wasn't on it because I stayed home for that. And I remember listening to that going, man, I feel like I'm right in the middle of it. Like, I feel, and I think you kind of were. Like, I feel like you were middle of the post-game celebration. People were walking by. You could hear assorted conversations in the background. And I've always liked that. You guys know, like, I like that the show can be in the middle. That's why I kind of like when we record post-game and we're outside the opponent's locker room, we can see Giannis walking by. You kind of hear it, and you can feel it in the show. And that one felt like you were like sitting next to the podium with champagne kind of spraying around you.
And what time was it? It was like,
it had to be like 2:33 in the morning.
It was a 9 p.m. tip, and the celebration lingered a while on the garden floor.
I just remember thinking, we need to do this now because there's no way I'm gonna be up inside of this.
Did you write first or did you record first?
I believe we wrote second.
So you're writing at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. Now you guys do that differently.
Marcus remembers it. We were walking. So the Warriors celebrated like crazy on the garden floor. I remember Bob Myers in his bare feet, like drinking Michelob Ultra, everybody having a good time. And then they migrated over to a private restaurant in the garden. Like they stayed in like the facility. And by the time me and Marcus walked out of the garden, it was a light outside.
It was
we're like, oh Jesus, it's already light outside. And we looked over and like some of the Warriors people were also leaving their party, and like realizing that it was light outside, they partied into the next morning. And I just remember
they were coming down that elevator. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, or the escalator. Yeah, I remember that.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Wow. We did that a few times with those freaking East Coast finals games. Like, I remember walking out, which so was Cleveland. It's you, me,
Cleveland's
and
Ethan,
Mark.
PM, yeah. Yeah.
We're walking out. Like, this is, it's light. It's almost light out. It's just unbelievable. But that's what it is doing those podcasts.
The youngsters ain't ready for that later, huh? They think they want this. They don't want the 5 a.m. sessions.
You go on that.
They don't want the 5 a.m. sessions. That's so funny. You have a way with the young writers. Slater is hilarious, bro. You got to hear him talking to these youngsters.
I would actually say Marcus has an unbelievable
Marcus,
way.
With the young Marcus.
I didn't say
Marcus
your way was unbelievable.
Many. Yeah, Marcus has an actual way with them. Slater is different.
Slater is hilarious. I will not miss that. I think I remember sending somebody to Slater just for the laughs of it. Like, yeah, man, you should talk to Anthony about this. Like, he'd be good.
And I hope I just sent him back and said you could sign up for Marcus's college course. Yeah, if you would like.
You probably did. You probably did. That's crazy.
Marcus is the one to go to. Let's just say it out here for the young riders. He is great with young riders.
Not all of them. I'm a little hard.
A little tough, but that's okay. They love it. Tough love, man.
A lot of them don't like it.
Yeah.
But, hey, dude, it was, I mean, obviously, you know, we'll see you all the time, so it's not.
Yes.
I mostly just want to make you uncomfortable.
You're doing it.
You did. You're eulogizing my career in the all black suit.
But, you know, we might as well. I wrote a poem. No. So I might as well. No, I'm just messing with you.
Wow. A poem.
your face is worth it. Like, dude, what are you talking about? It's been great. It's been real. Appreciate having you on the pod. It was dope working with you for whatever 9 years.
Going to be tough shoes to fill. Tough shoes to fill. I don't know if we're going to. I don't know if we want to talk about it right now, but I'm not 100% sure how we do it.
I don't know. I don't know if anybody's worthy. They got to convince me.
Yeah, it's going to be different. I think the show's going to be a little different. That's okay.
We need to just get people online to come on as guests. We should do like a contest. But, I mean, you bring a good take, you get 10 minutes on. That would be a disaster.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. But
I actually vote for that. That's what I want.
Yeah, might be chaos. The good guy.
I am not doing that. But
come on, man, you got to be with the people sometimes.
MT loves the chaos. He does love the chaos, and I like a little more structure. And like, I'm the one. Like, what are we gonna do? What time are we gonna do it? Who are we gonna set up? I'm gonna set up the link, but we'll figure. Well, we'll get some chaos involved. Yeah, we will do some chaos. We haven't figured it out yet. Marcus is still emotional about the departure. So
I am too. You just can't tell as much. I will miss this dynamic. I'm not gonna rediscover it. Oh no! Here we go. I feel like I'm in an Oscar speech right now.
MT. Oh,
it's ready to queue up.
MT. Just because Ryan Glasspiegel asked me about this, I hadn't really thought of it. It was like the end of the Athletic Bay Area, and I don't know if Slater, you want to take. Say you had your departure is signaling this, but then some people it did, like it did to him, and it was in the story, and I'm quoted about it. And I'm more nostalgic about this now than when I left, is because I left was my own thing, and I'm just thinking of I just got to go somewhere new that wanted me. That was what I was thinking. I wasn't thinking this is the end of the Bay Area, Athletic Bay Area. But like, do you have any nostalgia about the beginning, those days, Slater? And what?
Yeah, you know, again, I would probably flip it and say when you left, it felt more like the end of the era because you were.
I used to try to make it like it was nothing. Well, like, I left.
I mean, if we're really just talking Athletic Bay Area, Tim and
you
then,
killed
obviously
it
with Marcus.
It was you, TK. You killed it.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I mean, he was the architect of the actual like Athletic Bay Area when it was. Like if it felt like it was like Bay Area coverage, I would say for the last few years, I've definitely shifted my mindset into like NBA, 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 including Nashville. You guys love to kill me. I covered the Lakers in the bubble. I've done plenty of Kings. What do you call me? Slaker at one point. I think
I did not say that.
Strauss. There was some type of Sacramento nickname. The retracing back to the Thunder, I'm sure, has been referenced about 580 times over the last few years. I've kind of taken my mindset a little bit away from I view my career going towards just like NBA in general, whereas I do think I'm very grateful for the Athletic Bay Area time, but I did feel like, Tim's departure was kind of, at least I can see why you would see it flip side, but I view your departure as kind of maybe the end of that era. And it was unbelievable. It was, in my opinion, a launching pad for myself, but also for, I think a lot of other people. Just that idea and also the execution of the Athletic Bay Area, because I think we came in with ambitions on what it was going to be, and I think we even surpassed our own.
Yeah, I agree. And I think we hired the right people. That's what I think. That was like, you're starting it. What do you want? How do you start a brand new thing with the best people? Well, you hire this person. And I think that's what happened. You can judge some people at the Athletic at the time can judge it differently. And that's why it's not there anymore. But I think it proved itself statistically. It proved itself journalistically. I was not nostalgic when I left. I really wasn't. I'd been nostalgic as I was leaving, maybe. Because I knew I was going. Like, I knew I was going. It was just going to matter of where it was going to be. So I didn't get nostalgic when it happened. I like to go to a new thing and do the new thing. But as we lose the major pieces, as the place loses, then I start feeling about it. And the decisions Marcus and I made and the people we made it with, that starts to be feeling like I start getting a little thoughtful about it.
Well, Chris Paul just returned to the Clippers. So whenever you want to come back. For the 1 year vet minimum, pull up.
Damian Lillard, this is the week for it.
Can I do a Lillard and just not do anything for a year and still get double pay?
You ain't getting $70 million. Appreciate you. All right, we're gonna dip here. Warriors plus minus will still go on because sorry, Slater, the show must go on.
Please, I'll be a listener now. I am gonna just be one of the people either like when I see you in the arena saying some comment or maybe even like Apple commenting or whatever.
Well, I am appreciative of it. It's like we've had, and Marcus and I have had answers, and Slater, you did, you know, when we went silent for a little while. Like we heard in the arena, when is we going to get Warriors plus minus back? When's was Warriors plus minus? And then Slater, the reporting is that he's leaving, and then it's official. And what do we get, MT? What do you and I hear? And even Slater, I think you heard some of it. Like, is Warriors plus minus still going? Are you still going to do Warriors plus minus? And that's a sign of a show.
They definitely that care less about you going to ESPN. Whether or not. It's like, yo, are we doing work? I was like, this dude's at like a major level up. Like, what are we? Can we talk about Slater for a second? No. Mm-hmm. Warriors plus minus.
Are you doing Warriors plus minus? Which is, you know, I appreciate that about the show. I appreciate about what Slater has brought to the show and expanded on what MT and I started. And Ethan did too, should say that briefly. But, you know, it makes sense that people care about the show, care about where it goes. And I do really, really, I'm glad about that. And hopefully MT and I don't screw it up.
We won't. All right, until next time, we'll talk more Warriors basketball and the moves they aren't making. But for now, we are signing off on the Anthony Slater celebration.
I'm signing off.
Slater era. Slater's been a little uncomfortable throughout this.
It was an uncomfortable 39 minutes, but I'm signing off. Oh, yeah. Please just play the song.
Play it out. Play it out.
Wow.
It's so natural. Nope, nobody wants to hear me sing.
No, I'm really sure of that after hearing that. All right, everybody. Slater, it's been great doing the show with you.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.